Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older.
Thursday night. You're probably listening to this Friday, but it is Thursday night. I'll admit it. Mikey Meatballs is here fiddling with the knobs. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, Darren, the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
How you doing, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
Well, we just sat through a thrilling, thrilling Thursday night affair won by the Commanders of Washington 12-7. They're a one-point favorite. They took down the Bears. There was an incomplete pass at the goal line in the last minute. As far as I'm concerned, it was a great game. I don't know what everyone was complaining about, Parlay Kid. What a tremendous, tremendous. No, I have to say, it helps when you're live betting. I might not be as excited if that Pettis had caught the ball, a ball he should have caught in the end zone, because I live bet Washington. I had already lost my prop, which was Fields under 22.5 passes. It was garbage. It was garbage for 2 hours and 40 minutes. Let's face it, much like the game last week, Parlay Kid. But the Commanders and the NFC East once again emerge victorious.
Best division in football, Sal.
Yeah.
Another win added to that East. Look, at least, not many games live up to the hype, Sal, right?
Right, that's true.
That one certainly led up, It certainly met the hype that we gave it, or the lack of it, we should really say, in terms of it. But whatever. I mean, you and I think we were on Washington, so that worked out. And I was able to hit Fields over rushing yards. So
there you
not
go.
A total loss of a night. And so whatever. It's just you hope to get out of a game like that without losing money. That's it.
Harry, you had Fields' first touchdown. He didn't get in. He was short from the one. That would have paid, 8-1, 9-1? And then they throw to Pettis, who was like 40-1, and catches the first touchdown and drops the last one.
Well,
right?
Did Mooney drop the last one?
I'm sorry. Why do I keep saying Pettis?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was Mooney. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
But Sal, you said for first touchdown, you said when we were doing Spotify, and you're right, like, he gets down to gets a shot. He gets down to the half yard line. Fields can't get in. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, maybe you sneak it there you get up on the line, run some sort of a misdirection, but yet then it's Fields who takes it and surprise them. Nope, they don't get in.
Yeah, and he missed on another drive, and he overthrew a wide open the tight end there, and that ended up, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't awful. He was 14 for 27, 190, a touchdown interception, which is 14 completions for Justin Fields is like it's like four games worth, really. But you look at it, maybe, Brian, maybe this is just in my head, but Carson Wentz, the winning quarterback, was under 100 yards. Has that happened like five times this year, or is that just in my head that's happened? That might be the first time.
I'm trying
right?
to think. Yeah, I'm trying to think who else that's happened. I mean,
look at Wentz.
He was awful once.
12 for 22.
Average completion was 4 yards, Sal, right? Average completion, 4 yards?
4.5. Yeah.
Four?
Yeah, it's crazy. Craziness. Yeah,
he was nuts. Bad. And, I know there. It's funny because they were saying he was having issues with his shoulder, and then he was like, is making weird things with his hand during the games after he got it hit. But like some of his throws were just way off. And the problem I had with Fields tonight is a couple of those deflected passes, like the one that was picked off by the lineman inside the five, he's firing the ball sidearm. Like it's going to happen. You're going to get these balls batted down. And that happened too at the end of the game. Like you got to have a little bit of touch on those passes.
You want Herbstreit is defending him. You know, I'll go Buckeyes all the way, but I don't know. There's only so much. And again, it wasn't, want to say it wasn't his fault. He ran 12 for 88. Like every time we look at him, like just run. And obviously 40 of that, I think, came in that last, was it 40? Because you had already won, Darren, right? You had already won your over prop.
Yes, 39 yards that rush was.
39, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay. So he got it down to the six, and like the Bears were minus 240 at that point, I think, to win. But I'm looking at these numbers. So the Bears at 238 yards rushing. Washington had 99 yards passing. If I would have told you that going into tonight, how much would we put on the Bears tonight to win? Those are the insane discrepancy there. Yeah. I thought Brian Robinson was better than just 17 for 60.
Well,
I
guess he struggled, ran hard. You know, early on, he wasn't getting much, right? Early on, late in the game, I thought he was very good. The second half, he picked up some.
Yeah. I mean, if you go through all the shooting victims in U.S. history, he probably ran better than all, right? That's
definitely.
Yeah, I think so. All right. So good job by Brian Robinson in Washington, the Commanders. Ron Rivera, tough week for him. Has to walk back a quote about Carson Wentz, and boy, was he wrong. For 22.
He should not have walked back yards. That comment.
Speaking of walking back comments, I'm getting texts about it. We had the, like you said, we did the Spotify Live thing. Thank you for everyone who came in and listened. But for that reason, we didn't have the sound up, but apparently Al Michaels, did he say that Snyder should sell the team? Is that what he said? Is that what this is? I think he said something to that effect. You know, again, the game just ended.
I mean, he didn't say he should sell the team. He said he, you know, thinks the NFL wants him to sell the team or something. I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So Al Michaels said that he thinks the league wants Dan Snyder to sell the Commanders. So, and now the thinking behind that is that the league told him to say that. Well, not that. Well, does he have to know? I think at this point, Snyder knows that, right? He doesn't need Al Michaels reminding him. But the fact that he made it a national thing could be news. I don't know, Harry. Well, I don't know.
I thought it was interesting because the pregame, they were talking about Snyder a lot and how he was doing this investigation into the NFL. I thought the NFL would not want them to have talked about that. But
maybe. Did. Well, you know, listen, he's had to apologize before Al Michaels for saying things. So maybe he did go a little rogue there. I mean, really, for a 12-7 game, you can only dance around so much, right? What are you going to say?
This is true.
There you go. Hey,
the metal pro yard.
ExtraPoints.com, ExtraPoints.com/arcade. We have our prop quiz contest. We have our pick'em contest. There's $100. There's a gold cap up for grabs. We are going to go over six NFL games. One of them is very important, not only just the matchup, because what it means on this podcast, and we'll get that almost immediately. And then we are going to hit some baseball. These guys have Shark Tank, got three monster college games right there. Let's do that. I just want to talk about Caesars real quick. All right, listen, whatever you're betting, teasers, over, under, do it through Caesars because they have all the names. Caesar himself, Cleo, the Mannings, Henrik Lundqvist, and now yours truly. Yes, Against All Odds is now a proud member of the Caesars Empire. And your very first bet, it's on Caesars. Up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. So download the app, use promo code CZRFULL, and go full Caesars this season. Oh, you must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Visit CONNEXONTARIO.ca or call 1-866-531-2600 or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. All right, let's take a quick break and then Buffalo, Kansas City. All the analysis you need.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here you go. Buffalo -2.5 at Kansas City. This is really something else because 41 games, Mahomes hasn't been an underdog. 41 games. And he's 7-0 and 1 against the spread as an underdog, but it's only 2.5. You know what, Harry? I'm not going to steal your thunder here. I'm going to throw it all to you. What are we doing with this game? Explain the significance of me letting you go first here.
Sure. You're letting me go first, taking the Bills -2.5 because it is Harry's lock of the year in the NFL.
Wow.
Buffalo. You said it's the first time Mahomes is going to be an underdog at home. So people are going to think, oh, man, I got to take the point here. This is going to be great. No, not taking the points. KC, extremely fortunate in wins against the Chargers and definitely against the Raiders. Free agent pickups, Valdez, Scantling, Smith-Schuster. They've been okay, but combined after 5 weeks, zero touchdowns. Kelsey's a beast, but the Bills will be all over him. And overall, defensively, Bills are stronger. They have better players defensively. This is the Bills don't give up the game against Miami.
I'm a little rattled because
I'm pumped up for this game. Bills game against Miami still had five. They still lost that game. Couldn't put it in the end. You know, sometimes that happens in division games, but they had over 500 yards in that game. Miami had only 250. So the Bills really should be undefeated. The Bills last year in the regular season pounded Kansas City in Kansas City in Arrowhead. So I'm going to do it. I think Josh Allen's going to do it again. And this is for home field advantage, maybe for the AFC. Bills do not want to go to Arrowhead again. They want to do it in Buffalo. They deserve it. They're going to remember last year, obviously. Focused, laser focused. Any team is ever laser focused for a game. We always say, well, this team's got this. There we go. These stats. Bills, laser focused to win this game against Kansas City and get home field in the playoffs.
All right. Well,
score prediction, Harry?
Yeah. No, let's see. Let's hear a score.
36-20.
36-20. All right. That's respectable. And it's right around the over-under. All right. Well, let's unpack this, Parley Kid and Brother Bri. For sure, Josh Allen, the Bills have a score to settle with that playoff game the way it ended. For sure, this could have implications as to who's the at home field throughout. Yep. A battle of the MVPs right now, you can get Allen at 2-1, which is laughable. Week 6, 2-1 only. Mm. Or Mahomes at +450. That could change if the Chiefs win. I'm going Chiefs. Mm. I like it. I really do. You mention all those other games, but I still think Mahomes is the best. And shutting down Kenny Pickett is not the same as shutting down Mahomes. I mean, they put 40 up against Tampa, Harry. I know a short week. I know they struggled against the Raiders. Wasn't their best showing. 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 home games. 7-3 against the spread in their last 10 against a winning team. 7-0-1, as I said, as an underdog for Mahomes. I think it's 29-28. I do think it lives up to the hype. But this day and age, 2.5, you were like, oh, I'll take Buffalo. They win by a field goal. With all the craziness with 2-point conversions and all this other stuff at the end, I think the 2.5 could come into play. 29-28. Let's all pick this game. Parlay Kid, what do you think? Are we going against Harry's lock of the year?
Yeah, when I put my picks in today for our EP competition, I'm on the Chiefs, Harry. Sal.
You're under 500 picks, right?
Oh,
you're
wow.
Under 500. I'm actually over 500. I'm over 500. I'm over 4 games over 500.
Four
games over 500.
I'm right next to you, Harry, and I'm going Chiefs too. So, all right.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
I know, but you're not four games under 500.
I don't know.
Who's four games under 500?
He said he's four. Right. Darren said he's four games over.
All right. Four games right. over 500. I know what I am.
It really doesn't matter in terms of what happens on Sunday, what our record is. But
well,
go
look,
ahead.
Here's my thing is, if you're going to give out the lock of the year, you better hit this or none of your picks mean anything, Harry. All those picks you can tout, they mean nothing. Yeah. You have
I think
to
it's
hit
gotta
this.
Be more
Listen,
than that.
Bills winning by six. Bills winning by 16. That's being generous. They probably win by 24.
I think we have to do something else here, Parlay Kid. I think he has
I'm
to like.
I'm not sure if this is the revenge game that Harry thinks it is.
Kansas City gets called. Andy Reid gets called. Mahomes gets called.
I just don't know if this is the revenge game that Harry thinks it is. Right now, I don't know.
That's interesting, D.
I just don't know right now.
Well, congratulations. You said something interesting, according to Harry. That's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you. Thanks.
The Chiefs run the ball. They know they can't make it work with, you know, Harry, you thought they'd fall apart with Tyreek Hill. They're doing well. They're winning games. They also could be undefeated.
They're winning games.
They also could be undefeated. This could be 2-5-0 teams. This could as easily be 2-5-0 teams.
They could have lost to the Chargers. They should have lost to the Chargers.
Everybody's got, should have lost to the Chargers. Chargers are miserable that game, too. They both could be 5-0, and they're middle of the pack with over 1,200 rushing yards. I think this is going to be
Scantling,
good.
Smith-Schuster, zero picks.
It's not easy. It's not going to be an easy one.
I mean, zero touchdowns. Zero
right. Right, Harry. Well, so he.
I know,
I don't know
the thing that's I want to go. I want because it's Harry's play of the year. I want to go against him, but I'm not going to.
Let me maybe change your mind. I think he should have to do something if he loses this. I think he should do Bills Mafia thing where he jumps through a table or something shirtless.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Are you willing to do that, Harry?
Yeah, sure.
Can we think of something? Yeah,
let's go. Yeah,
this has got to be. I will say, Harry's got to put a lot of money on this game. This has to be a lot of money game.
$40, $50.
I got to do it before I leave. Before I leave Arizona. Tonight.
Yeah, and we want you to send us a screenshot of the actual bet being in because we need to know
how many
that you're putting
of dollars
at least,
you got. Yeah,
at least $300 on this game.
I think that's fair.
I'll probably go more.
You should.
And not
a game of the year.
Right on, right to Caesars. Right to Caesars on it.
All right. Yep. I don't think it's going to be so. I get it. People are down on the Chiefs because they maybe shouldn't have won Monday. But this is still, you know, Mahomes, they're going to play with pride. I don't know. Bills have beaten up on a couple teams that maybe aren't up to snuff. And
well, this was
don't forget that Tampa defense, like I said, 40.
That was kind of an anomaly, though, kind of.
All right. An anomaly. They've been doing it for years, but it's an anomaly. Mm. All right. I'm wishing you luck, Harry, except I do want to see you slam through a table, but I'm going 29, 28. Bryce, so you're going to go Chiefs? You're going to go Bills?
No, I'm going to go Bills. I mean, last year in the regular season, right, the Bills kind of beat them up. That was 38-20. That's similar to the score Harry's given out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because in the playoffs, right, there's been a few times, I think two of the last three games, that the Bills have not been able to stop the Chiefs. But I do like the Bills in this regular season matchup. If we got to the playoffs, I'm not so sure, but I do like them in this game.
We got to figure this out, Harry, because when you lose this bet, we're going to dive through a table, right? You've seen it. Andre Reed did it. He came on the show. We've seen it a bunch of times. We got to figure out what's on this table, Parlay Kid. Is it like a buffet or something? We gotta figure out
how about just mayonnaise. I hate, you know how much I despise mayonnaise.
Oh, you don't
mayonnaise?
Okay, great. Thanks for that.
That'd be perfect.
Thanks for that little detail. All right,
that's easy. That's mayonnaise. Cheap too. That's pretty
shirtless
cheap.
Too, Brian. Great. Shirtless.
Yep. Blood
shirtless
and mayonnaise running down his driveway.
Love it.
Love it.
I love it.
All right, let's go on to the second
new
game.
Big Mac. That's a new Big Mac sauce.
It's a special sauce. Eagles -6.5. Whoa.
Never had a Big Mac in my life, by the way.
Whoa. 6.5, 42 against our Cowboys, Parlay Kid. I was looking at this. I mentioned on Extra Points yesterday. Prime time. This is the biggest primetime rivalry. They've met 29 times. Oh, this will be the 29th time they met. And that seemed weird. I think a lot of those probably happened when we were younger, right? The Jaworski, Carmichael, Montgomery year. Because I would think the Giants, Cowboys lapped this rivalry a long time ago. But
I would have thought so too.
Right.
So,
it's every Sunday night, opening Sunday night for years or whatever, right? But anyway, 29. here's what happened 2 years ago. If you remember, they went to Philly. They lost 23-9 with a backup quarterback, Parley Kid. That backup was Ben DiNucci, and it was an ugly, ugly, ugly game. Now we have another backup, very capable, maybe even beyond capable, Cooper Rush. People are saying he should start when Dak comes back. I don't know about that.
No.
He's done everything right. He doesn't cough up the ball on a sack. He doesn't throw into double coverage. We talked about all these things. He's doing just right. He's playing better than Carson Wentz did tonight and winning games. I do worry that they get down 10 points because the Eagles do hop on these teams early. Very good first quarter team. But beyond that, I'm taking the 6.5 points. I'm not going to be distraught either if we lose. I say that now, but who knows? But because I think we can beat them in Dallas, but I think we can keep it close. They still have to score against this defense, number one in the league. I'm trusting the numbers. Dallas plus the points. Parlay Kid, you're with me, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be with you here. I mean, the spread total is too high here at 6.5. Mm-hmm. The way the Cowboys defense has been playing, it shouldn't be. I think I'm not saying it's fishy, but obviously we know where the money's going.
They don't give
right
up
now.
Points. Yeah.
They just don't give up enough points to justify not taking the Cowboys. So I'm taking the Cowboys. And this game really to me isn't about Cooper Rush. It's about the Cowboys defense. And if the Cowboys defense does what it's been doing all along, they're going to have a good shot to be right into this game, especially to cover. I mean, let's face it, Sal. I mean, you know, Philly squeaked by the Cards last week. They came back to beat the Jags, beat them by a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Beat Detroit by 3 points to start the year. You know, they're kind of probably maybe due for a little bit of a clunker or a game where they just don't play great. Hurts, I don't think, is going to be able to run the ball like he does against a lot of teams because the Cowboys' defense is fast.
They
fly around the field, and I'm not sure if Hurts is going to – he'll get his yards, but I'm not sure if he's going to be able to rush the ball like he does against all these other teams. And the Cowboys' secondary has been very good. It'd be harder for him to throw.
Listen.
Cowboys will run the ball pretty well against this Eagles team, too. I really do think they're gonna pound that ball. The offensive line has gotten better and better every week. Maybe a little bit more Pollard this week. I think, I like it.
Yeah, I don't know how this drifts close to 7 when I'm looking at their game. So they played Brady, they played Burrow, they played the Super Bowl champ Rams with Stafford, and they gave up 19, 17, 16, 10, and 10.
And Philly hasn't played anybody yet.
That's great.
Philly has not played. The best team they've played are the Vikings.
Yeah.
And they beat up on the Vikings 24-7.
Right. We're way too
By the way, guys, I don't know if you know, but Dallas has won 6 in a row on the road overall.
Yeah. 6 in a row on the road. 10-1 against the spread in the last 11 road games.
I like them too.
Jerry Jones is 80, turned 80 yesterday. By the time you're listening to this, they're not going to let Jerry. When do they let Jerry Jones down? All right. We'll be watching this with hundreds of others on Spotify Live. Sunday. You love Dallas, Brian?
I love Dallas. Really? Bite up to 7. Love it.
Interesting. All right. The over also, 6-1, the Eagles' last 7 home games. So there's that too. Now, Baltimore Giants, this is 5.5. The Ravens are on the road. 45 is the over under. I like it well below the total there. I'm going to take the Giants, but the under is what I really like. Now, they're back from London. This is what's interesting, Bri. So when you have a London game, you have a choice if you want to buy the next week, the following week. They passed on it because I guess some teams think it's too early in the year. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. Might be asking for trouble taking them, but Dable, to me, is the only competent coach in the league right now. He's plus 550 to win Coach of the Year. Sirianni, plus 125. Harbaugh, who they're facing, is 40-1. I keep waiting for it to pull the rug out of from underneath the Giants, but I like this matchup. Baltimore tied for the most rushing touchdowns allowed to opposing quarterbacks. That's good for Danny Dimes. Also allowing the most passing yards. They should be able to do what they want offensively. Saquon already with 700 total yards. I like them to keep this close. I like it low, and I like it 19-17, Brian. I'm taking the Giants.
I like that. Look, do I think this Giants team is good? Not really.
You could say Eddie's not here. You could say
I don't really think they're that good, but they play hard. And and Dable is using Barkley and Jones the right way, right? I mean, Barkley's finally running hard, right? Hitting the hole finally for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know, Jones is doing a good job, whether he's using his legs or they're getting him some easy throws. This Giants team, because they are so well coached, I just don't see them getting blown out in a game like this, especially at home. I know they're 4-1 against the spread. Now, granted, might be a little bit of an issue with the, you know, coming back from London.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think this is a game. I don't see the Ravens scoring more than, I mean, I think at most the Ravens are like 24 points in this game, right? And then you're getting 5.5 or 6 or whatever you're getting. So I'm going to say this is like a 24-20 game. I'll give it to the Ravens even to win this game, but I'm taking the Giants at the points.
It's a lot. It's a good chunk of points. Yeah. Well, maybe we might make too much of this London thing. The Giants might have been back in New York by the time the Ravens were still playing.
Oh, yeah. Bengals, yeah. Right? Like they were, yeah, it's not too bad. New York's not – that's not
that
too bad. It was
a Sunday night game. Yeah, right. So
not too bad.
So there you go.
Sure. Let's just keep betting the NFC East.
Yeah, I mean, you're stupid if you stay away from that. It's the only trend that's working. Cleveland, New England. Boy, I went back and forth with this a dozen times here. Cleveland, 2.5-point favorite at home, 43 is the over-under. Mm. It's hard to touch it's hard to trust Jacoby Brissett against the master, Bill Belichick, which that might be the best, that might be the biggest mismatch out of any of the units, the coaching right now. I mean, the Lions, who went, their offense seemed to be like just gangbusters, went into Foxborough and just got beat up by Belichick's defense. And now I think it's a different thing, though, on the road. They're 1-4-1 New England against the spread in the last 6 road games. I could see Cleveland pulling it out. You know, this Bailey Zappi, this Zappi hour, stop with it. They're going against the defense now. It's top 10 in sacks and interceptions and third in completions percentage allowed. He's going to have to throw the ball. And they have 10 turnovers in 5 games. It's not, you know, let's not settle on this is Patriots football and it's back. New England 26th in rushing yards allowed per game, 136 per game. You got Chubb, you know, you got, I think good things happen. You know, Cleveland gave up a bunch versus the Chargers rushing too. But ultimately, I think Cleveland pulls it out 23-14, Harry. I'm taking Cleveland. Wow. You're going New England.
Taking New England, boy, you know, if New England can pull this game out, I mean, they're not, they still have a shot at play, definitely a great shot to play. The next 4 games after this Cleveland game, Chicago Jets, Indy, Jets again. So I'm going to take the 2.5. I like Bailey Zappi. He's played well. He's played decent. Listen, people don't know who he is. He almost had 6,000 yards last year for Western Kentucky, 62 touchdowns. Stevenson, the running game, still he played well and should have won, could have won the game against Green Bay. I think last week.
And a lot to do with why they drafted him. I think you're right. We can almost even make that connection, but go ahead. Yeah. Did Harry drop out? Where is it?
Listen. I also like the running game of New England as well. Like Stevenson had his breakout game last week, 175 total yards versus Detroit. And Cleveland's 28th versus the rush this season. Defense has been outstanding last week. Detroit had averaged 35 points per game. They shut them out. Patriots 7-1 straight up in the last 8 against the AFC North. Beat Cleveland by 52 the last 2 games, beat them by 38 last year. I think they got their number. I'm taking the Pats, getting the points.
All right. Wow. Went off with a bang there. Brissett, I think he has 3 interceptions in the last 2 minutes of 3 games. So that's not good. But I think they'll have a big enough lead where it won't matter. What are we going to say now?
No, I was just going to say also, I just think overall, Pats defense way better. Way more sacks, way more picks. I mean, Cleveland has forced hardly any turnovers. I don't know.
They
can pass.
Well, they have 10 turnovers, the Patriots. And I don't agree that they're – what are you looking at? The rush defense is worse, New England overall. I saw 26th. I don't see – I thought
I saw Cleveland 28th in rushing yards against.
You're high. You're not watching the important stuff here. All right. So I'm going Cleveland. You're going New England. Green Bay. Now I'm taking 2 teams coming off – the London game here. I'm taking Green Bay over the Jets. It's a weird game. 7.5 is the over-under, 45.5. Again, the Jets, Green Bay could have taken the bye. They're like, They might have wanted it now if they had to. They might want to regroup a little bit, but also they probably were excited to see the Jets were on their schedule in the beginning of the year, and now the Jets have put together three wins. They have momentum. Right. They have a banged-up Rodgers, although he's going to play. He says he's going to play. I'm taking the Packers. Listen, he has 8 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. You know Aaron Rodgers is going to have MVP-type numbers by the end of the year, right? So I think he's going to have a big game. I think like 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. That defense is going to step up, and they've only given up 17.5 points over their last 6 home games. Packer football, Jets give up third down conversions like it's hotcakes there. It's going to be higher versus Rodgers. Green Bay 26-4 straight up at home under LaFleur, and 10-1, brother Bry, against the spread after a loss 30-19, I think is the final. You're going Jets, huh?
Don't say that. Don't say that to me. I will say, it's funny. They're like, do you guys want to buy? And they're like, no, give it to the Raiders. That's usually what happens.
Is that what
like,
it was?
That's what happens. The Raiders get these early season buys. We don't need a buy. NFL, we don't need a buy in week 6.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, just put it over like a course of 4 weeks.
We don't need draft pick. We don't need a first 2 rounds of draft picks. We don't need a buy.
Buys don't have to be the Raiders. Buys are fine. You know, if we want to do 2 buys in a season, fine. We don't need a week 6 buy. It's too early. It's too early.
I think they used to have it even earlier. I think there was a 5.
They did. I think there was
like
a week. Yeah. They definitely did. Stupid, though. Stupid.
Yeah. So now, as it is now, the Packers don't have a bye till week 14.
Yeah.
That's too late. I don't know. Hmm.
It might be too late. You know, that's the thing with this team. But yeah, I like the Jets. I like rooting for the Jets right now. I like the pieces they have. Breece Hall, Wilson, those guys are fun to watch. They've covered 3 of their last 4 games. You know, you were talking about the flight back from London. That Packers get, you know, Packers flight's a little bit of a longer flight. For them, and they still just have not put it together yet, right? Defensively, I think it's worrisome defensively, right? The last 2 weeks, you get Zappe throwing the ball all over you and the Patriots scoring all over you. And then you get the Giants in the second half, just, you know, beating you consistently in the second half. Rodgers is still trying to figure out his weapons. You know, I think this Jets team is going to go in there and give him a really tough one, at least for 3 quarters, they're going to be in this game. I like them to keep this within the 7.5.
Well, now, who'd they play when I was in Brooklyn with you guys when we were watching? They just didn't show up. Was it Baltimore? It might have been Zach Wilson's first game back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wilson wasn't playing there, and that was Flacco. No. That was Flacco.
Oh, it was Flacco?
Yeah. Wilson's first game watching? Was his pet. Yeah.
Oh, it was, right. Yeah. It was the Ravens. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was
the Ravens.
Yeah.
That's when they won. What was the score there? I don't even know what my point is, but I think it's going to be a similar. It was the Bengals. The Bengals went in there and won 27-12.
Yeah, but that was still Flacco, so you can't even.
Right. Okay.
There's no energy.
I
don't know.
I think you guys are high.
Yeah, we might be. It's very late to be doing this, especially for the East Coast.
4 a.m. in the East Coast right now.
Yeah, what is it in London? All right. So that's that. Parlay kids, Cincinnati, New Orleans, the Bengals 1.5 point favorite, 43 is the over-under. I went back and forth. I'm going to back off I have to pick it for the graphic and the contest and everything. I'll stick with New Orleans, but I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go 28-21, but I just can't stand the injuries. I mean, here it is. It's late Thursday night. We don't know if Winston's starting. It could be an Andy Dalton. It could be a fun Andy Dalton revenge game against his old team, but you got Marcus May and Lattimore either playing or not playing on defense. You got the same thing with Olave and Landry. You know, we know Kamara's playing. We think Michael Thomas is playing. I will say, I think Dennis Allen deserves a little credit. Now, you don't want to say that for someone who actually lost to the Carolina Panthers, but this guy doesn't bother me as much. He's got a different squad every week, and he puts together something that can compete. I think they're better than their record. I know this is 2 straight road game for the Bengals. Saints have 10 sets. I don't know. I'm gonna bank on offense. I'm going to say go over, and if I have to pick a team, I'll go New Orleans. But I can't make a huge case for them right now. Parlay kid, you're going the other way.
No, I love Cincinnati here, Sal. I love Cincinnati. I think, Burrow and Chase return to Louisiana. I think that's a nice story right there. I think they get their act together this week. And one thing people are overlooking is Cincinnati's defense has been very good this season. It's a top 10 defense in the NFL. They've only surrendered 89 points in five games. So you're talking about, you know, 18 points a game, a little less than that, that they're giving up. And their offense is certainly capable of scoring more than they have been, too. So combined with a very solid defense, an offense that hasn't really broken out yet, that's due to break out. It's hard, though, when your line play is not very good. But I think they are due for some type of breakout game. The Saints are really banged up. We don't know what's happening with that team right now.
Yeah,
I think this is Cincinnati's game, Sal. I love Cincy in this game. Love them.
I'll tell you what. I want to see three plays. I want to see that first drive, and I want to see the line surge, and I want to see if Cincinnati's sticking, you know, if they're going to protect Burrow at all, right? Because, I don't know. Like I said, the Saints have 10 sacks. They still have Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, or, you know, they're I don't like when you have to root for that and Burrow can't get out of his own way and it's not his fault. LaLae Collins, I don't even think practiced today. So that line's already a mess, but I'll go with you, Parlay Kid. I'm just going to go over for the game. Listen, let's take a quick break and then we'll go over the big college games of the weekend.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, Harry. Well, if it's not big enough that you gave out your play of the year in the Buffalo Bills -2.5 over Kansas City, you're actually going to take a flight after this. You're going to the Big House in Michigan where the Wolverines are a 7-point favorite over the Nittany Lions. 51.5 is the over under. Go ahead. I'll let you pick it right now. What do you like?
I think this is going to be a close game. I'm going to take Penn State with the 7. I think Michigan wins by a field goal, but I'm going to take the touchdown here. Penn State's coming off a bye week. The week before that, they took it easy at home, kind of a boring game, won 17-7 against Northwestern. But both teams come into this undefeated. I think Sean Clifford, the quarterback of Penn State, fifth year senior, 13 total touchdowns, 2 picks, can manage games very well. He's been there for, like I said, for 5 years now. Gets it done. Nicholas Singleton and Keatron Allen.
Keatron Allen
averaging 150 yards per game. They have 8 total touchdowns. Michigan has Michigan State next week too, where Michigan State knocked them off last week. So they might be, not saying they're going to be looking ahead here, but revenge on their mind in that game. Again, I think this is a close game. Penn State undefeated, Michigan undefeated, 2 good teams. I think it's a field goal game.
Yeah, this reminds me of Raiders Chiefs a little, right? So we know Michigan's a stronger team and they're home and they've kind of smacked them around a little.
Right.
But I kind of feel like it's going to be close. It seems a little low, so I'm an idiot. I take that low number. They haven't been that great the last two, as you said. They averaged 25 points a game over the last two and 40 over the first four. But Michigan hasn't faced anyone who's been ranked at any point this season. So we're going to get a dose of a decent Penn State team. Sean Clifford, as you mentioned, okay against Michigan, 2-1 record. 6 touchdowns, no turnovers, Harry. So that's important. And you mentioned Allen, about 100 yards a game in the last two. 11 takeaways for the Penn State over the last three. I think they do keep this close. I'm going to say, 26-23. Maybe Harbaugh pulls it out, but Penn State 4-1 against spread in the last 5 on the road. Give me the points there. Wow. So now this one, Bama, Tennessee, Alabama -7, 65.5. Bry, you think there's going to be a lot of scoring, much like it was last year, right? What is that, like 76 points?
It's a great game. Yeah, I mean, it's 65.5, so it's high. I mean, look, my assumption is Bryce Young is playing, right? Like, it's saying he's been on a pitch count, whatever they call it, he's only thrown a few times here. But it seems like he's going to play. If he does, I love this to be a shootout. You know, with Heupel's fast-paced offense, it's going to put pressure on Alabama to score in this one. You know, Tennessee, you know, they've still scored like 40 a game in the Florida and LSU games back-to-back. Look, now if Young's not playing, it kind of changes this up a little bit here. But I do think it's somewhere similar. I think this is like some type, you know, 41-38, 41-35 type of game. I'm surprised. I know Harry's going to the Penn State Michigan game, but I'm surprised he didn't take his Tennessee team here.
Yeah. Are you taking
You know
him,
how
Harry?
I feel. You know how I feel. Yeah, I'm taking a money line +230. Again, Hendon Hooker doesn't do anything wrong, doesn't turn the ball over, manages games, can run, can pass. They've got four receivers that have over 200 yards already receiving this year. They're offensive juggernaut.
The Megans made a joke about you and Hendon Hooker. I think Spaghetti talked about how you love Hendon Hooker and everything. And they said something about, oh, Harry and the Hookers, will we ever end or stop?
That's true.
Or something.
So, I mean, that's true.
Yeah, they're not wrong about that.
When?
Oh, of course it is.
Now, Costa Rica doesn't count. Costa Rica doesn't count.
All right, well, you don't need to get specific. What is Hendon Hooker's? What are his Heisman odds? So he's.
I think there was 12
last
to
we
one.
Said was 13.
I think he's 12-1.
Yeah, Caleb Williams 8-1, and at the top, C.J. Stroud -140. Boy, I don't know about C.J. Stroud. What do we do with his does he watch these Justin Fields games and be like, what the hell are you doing to me? You're killing me.
Yeah,
right. He roots for him to get hurt or something. It's really weird. But Bryce Young, this is a Bryce Young game. Like, you got Jalen Milroe in there, what, like 111 yards last week against Texas A&M. It's night and day. Bama does own them 10-0 straight up in the last 10. I think if it is high scoring like that, Bry, I like Bama. I like have it a little lower. Actually, under, I guess. Oh, no, I have it over. 40-29, Bama wins there. I think it's a trap. Yeah. I think everyone's taking the Volunteers, and they're taking them with the 7, also hoping that Bryce Young doesn't start. And I think it's going to be a little bit of a
jalacking. You going to watch it with Brad?
I don't know. No, probably not. I'll see Brad Sunday. Brad is coming to some money and is buying us all ribs. So Mikey Meatballs and I will enjoy. Let's see. Well, the thing is, he compromises the meal almost immediately. You know, he gets his hands in there. So we gotta act fast.
Just take the food from him right away.
Yeah. Good luck. all right. Utah, USC. This is a fun one. The Utes -3.5, 65 is the over under. Won 11 straight home games dating back to 2020. In fact, their last loss at home was against USC. They've scored 30 plus in each of the last 5. They played well. I watched that whole game against UCLA. UCLA just had an answer for everything. But Cameron Rising was precise. He's a solid quarterback. Last season against USC, 22-28, 4 touchdowns. That was his career high at the time. Played well last week against UCLA. Their running game is picked up. Tavian Thomas, who was a All-American last year, had 113 in touchdown versus USC last year, ran well against UCLA. Last week, number one in the Pac-12 defensively, averaging 179 yards passing a game. This is going to be no picnic for Caleb Williams. USC has the best turnover differential in the country at +14. I don't know. You know, I look at that and I'm like, I just don't know that they're going to keep that up against Utah. Parley kid, I'm predicting a Utah, not a massacre, but 37-24. You're going with USC.
Yeah, Sal, I think this is a different USC team. I know they started off a little sluggish last week against Washington State. And they ultimately won that game by 16 points. Lincoln Riley is a different type of coach that they've had there. He expects to win every game.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. And like you just talked about the turnovers, they have one turnover in 6 games this year.
Yeah.
This USC team.
That's the difference.
That's fantastic. And I think that's Lincoln Riley saying, look, we have to protect the ball at all times. We can't beat ourselves. Right. Mm-hmm. So They're playing smart football. Yes, and Utah's probably coming off one of their worst defensive performances in a long time. So I do believe that their defense rebounds in a way. But I'll just take, you know, USC's playing for some very big things right now. Maybe they're a little ahead of where people thought they'd be at 6-0 right now. Jordan Addison's been just what everybody thought he would be coming there as a receiver. So I'll just getting 3.5 points, 6-0. I'll take Lincoln Riley here. I'll tell you, that's what I'm going to ride with. Yep.
I'm excited about these three games, the ones we just covered. Michigan, Penn State, Bama, Tennessee, Utah, USC. We should get a classic in there somewhere. All right, let's move to Major League Baseball. Not much going on Thursday after that Astros game. By the way, happy birthday, Jen Piacente. I give her a free prop. She takes Framber Valdez over 5.5 strikeouts. I think he had 6 or 7. I mean, he definitely went over. He might have had 7, so... good job by her, and happy birthday. Yep. Astros happy now up 2-0. They're minus 2,400. Duh, Harry, with your Seattle pick. Mm. They never had a chance. Yeah. No.
These have been good games.
These are really they're a tough out, you know. Castillo was great. Alvarez, another blast. I made mention of it.
He saved him.
I said I'd rather have Alvarez than Aaron Judge. Maybe that's where you should look, Parley Kid. They're not going to re-sign him. You got to get this guy Alvarez off Houston. That's the only way you're going to get past him. So anyway, so that's minus 2,400, 12-1 for Seattle as the games go back to the Pacific Northwest. The Braves, minus 155. Phillies, plus 135. That's the updated odds there. And that series, which is 1-1. Yankees play, probably playing while you're listening to this. They're minus 380 for the series going into game two. And the Dodgers. So let's do a Friday pick here. The Dodgers are minus 180 for the series. Padres plus 160 on the take back. Brother Bri, give us a pick in any game Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Dodger-Padre game, and I'm going to say Blake Snell. Uh-huh. And see, this is one thing I love that Caesars has with some of these pitchers props, but I'm going to go Blake Snell under 15.5 outs recorded. So essentially, you can't go more than 5 innings. But, you know, it's hard to tell whether or not you're going to get a good Blake Snell, a bad Blake Snell. We saw him have control issues right in the Mets game. He walked 6 guys. He was out in the 4th inning. He's had mixed results in his career against the Dodgers. But in 3 starts this year against them, he didn't go more than 5 innings once. He pitched 14 innings in those 3 games. I think because the Dodgers lineup blew it a little bit in game 2, I think they bounce back here. I think they make Snell work. If he starts walking a few guys, there's always a quick trigger on Snell. Whether it's the Rays or the Padres, they like to pull him out early. So I'm going to say he doesn't make it past the fifth inning. He doesn't get into the 6th. So under 15.5.
Harry, what are the big – Verlander went under, right? Obviously, Kershaw went under. They pulled these guys. Who's Braves? Who was Freed? Did he go long? I guess he went long.
He must have went – no, he must have went under.
No, he went under? Yeah, I'm telling you. Right? The bigger the name.
These managers are right, Sal.
This is my new thing, Bri. I'm betting I split today. And, you know, you lose on the VIG because I think it's about 130, 135. But I'm going to make money on this. I'm telling you right now, I'm going under in these recorded outs – bets. Snell 15.5. So that is 5. He'd have to go 5 2/3 for to go over, right?
No, he'd just have to go 5 1/3, right? Because that would be 16.
Yeah, 5 2/3 to go over, I said. Right. Yeah.
He just has to go 5 1/3.
Yeah, to go under. Yeah. No, I think we're saying the same thing.
No, right? if he gets to 5 1/3, he's over. So we need 5 innings or less, right?
15.5 outs is 5. And a third.
Yeah, because 16 outs.
Wait a minute. We got to do some math here. 15.33 is under 15.5, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, but it's just 16 outs is 5 1/3.
Right. For a pitcher.
Okay.
It's 5 1/3 innings.
For a pitcher. I know. Sounds funny because I was looking at this. I think I was thinking the same thing in another time.
I'm going to be up all night trying to figure this out.
Darren, you're the teacher. What's the deal?
Brian's right.
You can't get into the 6th inning.
Yeah.
You can't.
Oh, yeah. Because 15, and then the 16th out is a third. Okay. All right. You're right. All right, I'm still saying under, I think.
It's late.
I'm also saying Max Muncy's going to hit a home run. You get plus 550
of that. It's late on on the West Coast. It's 9:13. That's right. It's so 9:13 p.m.
It's very I'm exhausted.
I still haven't recovered from the London game on Sunday, and I didn't even have to travel. Muncy home run Friday. He homered off of Snell already this year. He has one in the postseason. 3 for 7. You know, he was injured last year. He's getting it back. I like his attitude here. 21 home runs, 3 versus the Padres this year. Guys like him get it back going again. Plus 550 in a Dodgers road win. Max Muncy home run. Parley Kid, what's your pick for Friday?
Well, my EP picks the Dodgers tomorrow, just so we know. And I'm just going to keep it simple. I like the Phillies tomorrow with Nola on the mound. Hmm. He's been excellent here. Obviously, in his one playoff start, was real good. And excellent down the stretch. I think he's going to dominate the Braves lineup tomorrow. You know, after the Braves, you know, Phillies, after scoring 0 runs yesterday, they'll bounce back. This is how it goes. You know, he scores 0 runs. They'll probably do for about 6 runs tomorrow. 6-2 Phillies.
Okay. And my 8-year-old Harrison just came in and confirmed that 5 1/3 is, in fact, 16 outs. You're right, Brian. All right, so there we go.
My man.
There you go. All right, Harry, what's your pick?
I'm going to go back to the Dodgers-Padres game. I'm going to take Jake Cronenworth to have at least one RBI. You have plus 205 for that. He's 3 for 8 in the series. He hit the 2-run home run in game 2 against the Dodgers. And in his last 4 home games, he's got 5 RBIs. Give me a plus 205 there.
There you go. All right. Pressure's on now, guys. Sharp Tanks, give me your best bet for the weekend. I think there's a UFC back. Yeah, Brian, you're going UFC, right? There's
no, I'm not going.
Bro,
I'm not going.
What is Clarissa Shield? What is that?
I'm going boxing. Yeah, well, don't forget, Clarissa Shields all of a sudden made a little bit of an MMA debut maybe 2 years ago. But I'm going to take her at minus 1/3. I know we got a lot of stuff on. Yeah, UFC. I will say this weekend, there's a lot of good boxing on. Wilder's fighting.
Wilder's in the Barclays, bro.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
You got, I think, Haney's fighting. I think you got the Clarissa Shield fight. And then there's Meyer, the other female fighter who's really good. So I think there's a bunch. There's 2 separate fights. So they're both really good. But I will say I bet a bunch on this a while ago, but then it got rescheduled once the queen died. They rescheduled this fight, but both these fighters undefeated. But you know, the thing about Clarissa Shields, you know, she's been thought of for a while as maybe, you know, one of the top female fighters of all time, maybe if not the best. And a lot of people are picking Savannah Marshall in this fight because of her power. But I think Shields is going to be motivated in this one. It's a big, you know, big test for her. People questioning her. She lost to Marshall in the amateurs. I don't really get the odds. I think she should be a bigger favorite than minus 130 here. I kind of love her in this fight.
All right.
So I'm taking the American here, minus 130.
All right, Clarissa Shield. Let's hope the king doesn't die, right? Between now and then, another delay.
I got to re-put this bet in because they wipe it out once they reschedule it.
All right, Parley Kid, back to the NFL. Ja'Marr Chase, this Bengals team.
I'm swinging for the fences here in this one, Sal. You know, Chase has been rather quiet this year since game 1. You know, last year we saw him put up some monster games. I think this is his monster game week against the Saints back home. Well, at least where he went to college here in Louisiana. Saints secondary is banged up. Burrow's looking to have a big game. I think I got Chase 2 or more touchdowns at plus 600. I'm riding with this one, Sal. I feel like I got a shot here. I'm swinging for the fences. Let's get it. And by the UFC card stinks this week. Next week, it's a good one.
I will say UFC fight there. The one fight that's really good, Michael could probably back me up on this, is the Roy Val fight.
Roy Val, yes.
Yeah, that's going to be the Askarov. Roy Val, that's a great fight.
That's going to be a fun, funky type of fight.
Yeah. Who wins that, Meatballs? Who wins that funky fight?
It's pretty even, but Roy Val is plus 210. Yeah. So I would just probably take Roy Val.
Yeah, Michael's right. I think I would say the same.
All right. There you go. So there's some underdogs in there for you. Some odds at least coming your way. Yeah, Parley Kid, I think it's interesting because he went crazy last year, Chase. He had a 5-week stretch, was like unlike anybody else, right? Like, yes. For a minute, you thought he was going to lap like Cooper Kupp, like what he was doing. But, and so you know this is coming, right? The multiple touchdown game, probably in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So if you keep banging the 6-1, two or more touchdowns, that might be a way to go there. All right, Harry, what's your, well, I mean, you really can only go with one pick here for Sharp Tank, right?
It is. It's going to be the Bills minus the 2.5. I'm also going to be betting.
Fall asleep, by the way.
I'm all right. I'm pumped up for the Bills. I'm going to take the Bills minus many points. I'm gonna do adjusted numbers, but for the Sharp Tank, I'm taking minus 2.5 since 2021. Since 2021, the Bills, the first down, take some shots here, Josh Allen. The Bills have the most yards on first down, second most in the NFL since 2021. Since 2021, Kansas City defensively 29th worst in the NFL on first down and yards allowed.
All right. I think it's going to be a good game.
Bills, baby. Bills Mafia runs wild.
You know what? I have to, we'll put it up to Twitter. We'll ask people what they think Harry's punishment should be if the Bills lose this. But I kind of think it should be Bills Mafia related. But, going to be excited. Are you even going to be able to watch the game, Harry? You're going to be in Ann Arbor.
You know
right?
what? I tomorrow, by the way, Saturday, the football game.
Right.
Tomorrow, we're going to Boston University, Michigan hockey.
That's awesome.
And then on Sunday, probably going to go to Detroit for the MGM and watch the games there. Casino.
Okay. All right. Wow. What do we get? Have you considered running on the field like shirtless for this Penn State Michigan game?
Boy, I know.
Where are you guys sitting, by the way?
110,000. It's by the way, it's a maze out. Ken bought everybody maze sweatshirt. So
everybody in the stadium. Wow. What a
everyone in the stadium.
Guy.
Maze.
110,000. Wait, who else is going to this game?
Maze out.
Who else?
Me, Ken, Ken's wife, Ken's niece. Ken's niece's boyfriend, and it's gonna be crazy.
Wow!
I think we're going to a college dorm or like party on tomorrow night.
Really?
Too, so that should be interesting.
Even after what the judges said, you're gonna risk it. All right. Why don't you run on the field? Honestly, like you told a story earlier about how you went after like some dirtbags who stole beer for no really. There was no upside to that. You run on the field these days, you could sue whoever knocks you on your ass. You know?
Good point.
Think about it.
I'm a little not feeling 100%. Not feeling 100%. Still
that's
sore
when
from
you
the
do
injury.
It. Yes, that's exactly when you do it. You get all your everything taken care of financially. All right. I don't know. Well, good luck, Harry. Good luck on the Bills pick. Good luck in Ann Arbor. That's it. We got through a lot tonight. Hey, go to extrapoints.com/arcade. We have the Pick'em contest. We have the prop quiz contest, $100, gold caps, everything you'd ever want from a contest is right there for you. That'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Mikey Meatballs and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na